So we have an award-winning psychic and medium who connects with people from beyond the grave with us, John Capello. Cindy, how are you doing today?
Hi, good.
Good. So we do have John on the line with us already, and then you can begin whenever you're ready. You can just say hi to John.
Hi, John.
Hi, Cindy. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay. Cindy, have you been crying?
A little teary, but not too bad. Just nervous.
Do you have a loved one you're trying to reach? Because there seems to be than one coming in. The first one is a woman, but there also seems to be a man. So do you have several people in spirit you've been trying to reach, or was there a recent loss?
My mother passed away almost 16 years ago, and my father just passed away a year ago.
So both parents are in spirit. Okay. Mother is saying that she's okay. Was there an illness around mother, like cancer or something with her lungs?
Yes. It started with breast cancer and then spread.
Wow, so the chest.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Chest, okay. Yeah. So it she just wants you to know that she did all that she could, and did she ever smoke or anything, or was there?
Very little when she was younger, but not. My dad was a chain smoker. He quit about.
Okay, so maybe dad's trying to come in, the smoking coming in and everything, but. He says that he also may have had some lung or emphysema or fluid in his lungs or something like that.
It was lung.
Lung.
It was lung. He had double pneumonia when he passed away.
Mm. Pneumonia, okay. Because he said that he accepted the fact that he was going to pass away, and he says that it's okay. He says that he was ready. You know, whereas mom became ready, but mother was really, really fighting hard. So I'm not saying dad didn't fight, so don't misunderstand me, but dad understood that it was a battle that he might not be able to win. So
I said, I'm glad to hear that. It was sudden with my dad, and, you know, we, from the doctors, it wasn't something that he was going to recover from.
Okay, that's what he says. He knew he wasn't going to recover, and so he says that he just tried to make peace, and so he says that his mother came to get him. Okay.
Aww.
And so
I said, oh wow, I was very close to my grandmother's as well.
Oh.
Okay.
So grandma came to get him, and that probably feels good to know that grandma was taking care of him.
Yeah. So the family is doing well on the other side. They're being reunited. Now, this is odd, so I have to say something about it. Now, is there something about sweet potatoes in your family? Does everybody like sweet potatoes, or is there a special recipe or anything about that?
My grandmother on my dad's side would make sweet potatoes. There's only a couple people in the family that liked them on our side, my dad and one of my brothers.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
Okay.
Well, your dad still likes them. It sounds like.
When you get to the other side, you're going to have sweet potatoes.
Yeah, I think Thanksgiving we're going to have to make some sweet potatoes.
Oh, my God.
So, in honor of a daughter of your family and on the other side, you may need to make some sweet potatoes for Thanksgiving, baby.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much, Cindy. Do you have any other questions for me or anything before we move on, or what?
No, that gives me a lot of comfort knowing that, you know, they're together. I struggled with my mom's passing, so it does help a lot. Thank you so much.
Okay. Well, thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Cindy, I'm glad you got some peace with that. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
All week long, if you want to do a psychic reading, we're going to be doing them with John every single day at this exact same time. Or if you want to do a longer reading with John, he's given 40% off if you go to johncapello.com and just use the keyword and code word Y98 to do your own psychic reading.